Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. We would like to welcome also our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, the internet, or radio. We gather as God's holy people to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love for us. Let us then prepare ourselves by acknowledging our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are counted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary. Flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel. For it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.'" The word of the Lord.
I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Lord, let us see your kindness. kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace, that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will in accord with his favor, that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him, you also, who have heard the word of truth, in the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance, toward redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
We are in the midst of the summer, and it is reported that July is the hottest month of the summer, but it seems like it's getting hotter every year. Maybe because our tolerance as we get older, our tolerance for the heat is lesser, and so we feel it is hotter. And being so hot that this is the month where most people will be on vacation. The bishops and the priests are usually taking the month of July off. Even teachers are taking a wealth of summer's month off as well to recharge and re-energize themselves. Even parents with their children at home from school, that they will also take a few weeks off to reconnect with their children, because during the year they're so busy going back and forth to and from that they don't have a chance to really communicate and be close to their children. And the children especially, they need the time to relax, recharge themselves, and most importantly, perhaps to release the imagination that they have. It was during the year that when the father was picking up his son from the Catholic school, and he just came out of religion class. So the father asked his son, "So what did you learn in religion today?" And the little boy looked at the father and he said, "Well, we learned that Moses, he sneaked into Egypt and he led the Israelites out of Egypt. But then the Egyptians found out about it, so they sent tanks after them. And here with the Israelites crossing, and they get to the Red Sea and they're stuck. It was the Red Sea and the tanks of the Egyptians behind them. And so Moses called his soldiers and they built the platoon bridge and they cross over. And the moment they cross over, he called the bombers to bomb the bridge and to bomb the tanks." And the father looked at the son and said, "You mean they taught you all that in religion class?" And the little boy said, "No, but if I told you what they taught me, you would never believe it." And so summer is good for the kids to be away from school and perhaps to not so much to imagine and to have what you call daydreaming during the class times. And so what are the best way to pack for vacation? I was told that the best way to pack for vacations is to have half of the clothes and twice the money. But what Jesus offered today perhaps is a recipe for a very bad vacation. When he sent out his disciples two by two, and then he told them to bring no money, no tunic, no food, but they were supposed to have sandals, so at least they have that. So as you can see, this is what you call a working vacation that Jesus sent them. And so how are we supposed to pack? Let's say if Jesus sent us in our modern day to go somewhere, a half vacation because it's a new place and half work, how are we supposed to pack? And so there are at least four qualities that we can pack adequately on the trip that God sent us to. The first is that the disciples must be detached. We see in today's first reading where Amaziah was the priest of God in the temple. But over the years, he have attached himself to the king. And so now he works, although in the temple, but he have alliance with the king. So when Amos was sent to preach God's word to him and to the people whom he had led astray, Amaziah attacked Amos by saying that, off with you, visionary, go and preach your and earn your bread elsewhere, because the sanctuary belongs to the king, forgetting that all that belongs to God, especially the sanctuary that belongs to God. And so Amos defended himself by showing his detachment to worldly materials when he said, I am not from a prophet family or from a prophet company. I was a farmer of sycamores, and God called me to preach this news, so I preach to you. You listen or not, it's up to you. And so the first thing for all of us perhaps too is to remember that we are, although we traveling through this world, we are on a journey. We're pilgrims. And so we should not put too much stock on this worldly possessions, but to always attach ourselves to God, because that is where God would want us to be. And so so that's why when Jesus sent his disciples, he told them to take nothing for the journey, no money, no food, no clothing, just God's word, and that would be enough for them. So the second virtues that we should pact as a disciple is that we must be dedicated. Amos, although God sent him to preach a very difficult message to God's own people, and I'm sure Amos would try to bargain with God, said, would you just give me a nicer, softer message first, and then once I win them over, then the harder message. But God sent him, he said, no, I sent you go to the very people I sent you to, and the message you preach, you cannot water down. So it's kind of remind us is that we must be a people who are not Catholics, just seasonal Catholics. You know how in our culture nowadays, in a few moments, we have what we call the giving season, where we all feel woozy and perhaps more generous, and so we give during that season. But as Catholics, we are called to give in and out of season. Christian charity are supposed to be the hallmarks of us Catholics, that we give in and out of season, even during this time of year. And we do that very well. For example, when people during this time when they go on vacation. But in this church, we have a lot of visitors who come during Mass. So we appreciate the fact that you didn't take a vacation from God, that we continue to practice our faith, whether it's vacation time or not, we'll always find a place to go to Mass. That's the first thing. The other says we must also show our Catholicism by the way we live always, not only in public but also in the private, our home, that we always show charity and kindness and merciful and forgiveness to each other. Now, the third quality is that one of being realistic. Sometimes we think that if we believe in God and we practice our faith, that our lives should be tranquil. There's no obstacle, there's no perhaps what we call hump or bump we have to go through. I have friends who, before they became Catholic or they came back to the church, getting married and do this in the church, they said, you know, Father, when I was out there in the world by myself, not practicing my faith, my life was perfect. Everything's going well, happy, job's good. But the moment I become Catholics and I've now attached myself to God, everything went topsy-turvy. And I said, do you know why that is? Because you finally develop a conscience. Whereas before, good or bad, you could not distinguish. Good or evil, you did not care. So you did what you do because that's what you do. But now finally develop a conscience. So it bothers you. That's why your life is always, you see obstacle in your life. But actually, you're getting better as a person. And so we must be realistic. Just like in today's gospel, Jesus warned his disciples, you might go into a town and they might not receive you. Don't stay there and try to fight it out. Just go out, walk out of the town, dust off your feet as a testimony against them. Go to the next town. Don't have to stay. Jesus still, you look at him where he, according to the word, he was a failure because he came. When he cast out demons, the people of his time called him Beelzebul. He was the prince of Satan. And when he healed the sick, the suffering, those who were lame, those who were deaf, or those who were mute on the Sabbath, they told him that he was a sinner because he healed on the Sabbath. And so even Jesus could not please them. And so eventually they killed him, put him on a tree and nailed him. According to the word, he failed. But according to God and to us who believe, Jesus through his death, suffering and death on the cross, he saved the whole world, all those who were born before him, those during and those after, that's us. We all benefit from Jesus' act. The disciples, after Judas was gone, there were 11. And even then, the 11 of them, except for John, 10 of them were killed. And yet here they preach the message of love, the message of salvation. And yet Peter was crucified upside down, James crucified sideways, the rest of them were martyrs. According to the word, once again, they failed. But from those 11, now the church has grown to over 1.2 million Catholics. And so we too as Catholics, as we practice our faith, we might stumble here and there, we might encounter obstacle, but we must be realistic that God asks us to move over, to overcome them, but perhaps to move to the next town. We don't have to stay and have to contend with the failures. The fourth things we need to pack as a Catholic, and that is to be resilient, meaning that we are to, the gospel reminds us that the gifts that we are given, freely given, must be freely received. And we can turn it around to as we receive them, then we must freely give to others. And so we must be resilient in our life as we go through this life of ours as we journey toward God. So during this Mass, we ask the Lord to help us to be mindful of these four gifts we can sum up in one word, love. It was through love that Jesus came down from heaven to be one with us, to show us the way back to himself. Today we ask the Lord to help us to always live that life of love in our life, that as all the people might see in what we say, what we do, that they might see the reflection of Christ in each of us. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We now turn to God, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, confident that our prayers will be heard.
For our church, that as we go out into the world as disciples, we may bring reconciliation and healing to all those who are in need, let us pray to the Lord. for leaders of nations, that they may receive challenge and criticism willingly, open to improving themselves and their leadership. Let us pray to the Lord. For religious tolerance everywhere, particularly in countries with a state religion where believers of other faiths are subjected to persecution for their beliefs, let us pray to the Lord. For business leaders, from CEOs of large corporations to presidents of small companies, that they may treat their employees justly and serve their customers fairly, let us pray to the Lord. And that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Felicitas Garcia, and Bill Keyes, let us pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts, for all of these our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
O loving God, your kindness is overflowing to those who trust in you. Rain down your mercy upon us and look after us as we respond to your Son's call for discipleship. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransom soul He's leading, and done pastures grow with food celestial feeding. Confused and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love sought me, and on His shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. In death's dark veil I fear no ill. With you, dear Lord, beside me, your rod and staff my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my my sight, your saving grace bestowing. And oh, what transport of delight from your pure chalice flowing.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church. Look upon the offerings of the church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you who have made. And forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us
us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words to foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not come, follow me, and I will give you pass through raging waters, in the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power and death is at your side, know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid. I go theirs. Blessed are you that weep and mourn, for one day you shall laugh. And if wicked tongues insult and hate you, all because of me. Blessed are you. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. First is the Bloodmobile will be here next weekend between 8:30 to 2 p.m. Please consider to give the gift of life by giving blood. Also, we need volunteers to help us with the Feeding the Homeless next Saturday. The extraordinary ministers will be sponsoring it. We'll be meeting downstairs at 6:30 in the morning, and then we'll fix up the kitos and we'll take it over to to Mother Teresa to feed those who are less fortunate. And also next week we'll be having the pulpit talk for RCIA. We'll recruiting those who would like to join the RCA program. If you have people in your families who are Catholics and adult and have not received First Communion and or confirmation, this is the only class that they can go through to receive all the sacraments of initiations. Also, you have friends at workplace or at place and perhaps family members who are not Catholics, they're interested about the Catholic faith. This is a class, a wonderful class to go to as well. And so next week we'll be making a pulpit talk and having registration as well. So please pray for the success of the program. Let us now stand and pray. Having consumed these gifts, we pray, O Lord, that by our participation in this mystery, its saving effects upon us may grow, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace.
Hello. I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology, all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.